This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. Days of heavy rain have been pounding the Houston area. Some areas from central Texas to the Dallas-Fort Worth area have gotten 9 inches of rain in just a few hours. The AP's Julie Walker.
Homes and cars flooded near Houston, Texas. Residents like Cynthia Robinson stranded, needing rescue.
I'm devastated. I just buried my mom Sunday, and it's just overwhelming. It's too much.
KTRK-TV with her when she found out her brother survived the flooding. They also spoke with resident Jamie Hill, whose home took on 3 feet of water.
It's a lot to take in. What we're doing right now is trying to see what we can salvage.
I'm Julie Walker.
Israel has told Palestinians to begin evacuating eastern Rafah. That's according to an Israeli Defense Force statement. The signal there, a ground invasion is imminent. Here in the U.S., Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer says hundreds of millions of dollars more in federal money is available for security in places of worship. This as concern rises over threats against Jewish and Muslim communities, fueled in part by that Israel-Hamas war.
The fear and trauma when they have to be evacuated stays with the congregants. And people who go the next day wonder, is it going to happen again? Am I safe? So this is vicious, aimed, of course, at synagogues above all, but also at mosques, at churches, and temples, and it has to stop.
Senator Chuck Schumer. Donald Trump's hush money trial in New York enters its third week of testimony today. There's word this morning that Russia plans to hold drills simulating the use of tactical nuclear weapons. The announcement appears to be a warning to Ukraine's Western allies about becoming more deeply involved in the war. Mexican authorities say relatives have identified 3 bodies found in a well as those of an American and 2 Australian surfers. This is AP News. We've got the AP Entertainment Update for you now.
Actor Kevin Spacey denies new allegations of inappropriate behavior with men, which are outlined in a new documentary called Spacey Unmasked that will stream on Max this week. Spacey tells journalist Dan Wooten in an online interview he's struggling to find work even though he was acquitted of all criminal charges. Spacey says he takes responsibility for his actions, but he won't apologize for stories that are made up. Actor Michelle Yeoh and talk show host Phil Donahue received the Presidential Medal of Freedom on Friday. President Joe Biden presented the nation's highest civilian honor to Yeoh, Donahue, and 17 others at a White House ceremony. That's Madonna performing in Rio de Janeiro on the final stop of her Celebration Tour on Saturday. It was Madonna's biggest concert ever, with an estimated 1.6 million people at Copacabana Beach. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.